The church and the kingdom are not the same. I've said it before and doubtless I'll say it again. Overemphasis on church sidelines both the kingdom and the king. But the Bible clearly says that one governs the other. The kingdom is governmental. It tells us how to run our lives. It instructs, it commands. We don't like that, rebels that we are. Church comes out of kingdom. Jesus didn't come preaching the gospel of the fellowship. He came preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, the evidence of his lordship in the lives of his people. The kingdom is constant and unchanging. The kingdom is powerful, mighty, and received by faith, as is its king. The church is fluid and flexible and should always be being upgraded. So the church is not and cannot be a constant. But the kingdom is, and it can, and it is. The kingdom is immutable. It never, ever changes. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Stability. As we grow up in Jesus, the church we attend needs to change to reflect who we are becoming in the kingdom as we align ourselves with its rules, as expressed by Jesus on his Sermon on the Mount, where he laid out the rules of the kingdom. Rules, don't like those. Government of God, like that, even less. Let me bring you some inconvenient enlightenment at this point. There is no true freedom without rules or boundaries. The fallen human condition requires boundaries and rules. It has a great deal of ungoverned desires rattling about. It lacks self-control. When we talk about freedom, we're actually saying, let me alone, I want to run my own life, don't interfere. When the government of God comes, it displaces everything else and causes inconvenience big time. It's called light. It's called change. And it's here to stay. How's it working out for you?